Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
The second quarterfinal is England up against Papua New Guinea. Now, this one is interesting, Tristan. What's the market here?
Yeah, I think this is a very interesting match where England's $1.05, Papua New Guinea $10, and 22.5 is the line. It's open at 22, stayed at that same number. Open at 45.5, the total's down to 44.5, so a little bit of downward pressure on the unders. But PNG, yeah, I wouldn't say they've been the surprise package because they've they were certainly good in the middle part of the internationals series this year. But wow, they've impressed me. And some of these players in their side, they've shown that that if they could get into an NRL system, they could be anything. Particularly, I've loved how the hooker Epape has gone about his business. So 22.5 is the line. And yeah, we'll see what England's all about here because they were obviously very impressive in that first game. But, you know, into the knockout stage now, there'll be a bit of pressure on them.
Whole heap of angles here for me. Firstly, if we go back to that first 20 minutes, the opening 20 minutes of game one. Now, I was with England in that game and England went in at +3.5. Now, they won 60-6. But if you actually go back and watch the tape of that first 15 and 20 minutes, I thought England were poor. They had a mountain of ball in the red zone and really struggled with their setup and execution of their attack. Now, as Samoa fell away, the game opened up and England looked like absolute champions. It's different here. They're going to play a team that wants to defend and has got some attitude and got some very good structure around that. England then went on with very easy walk-through wins over France and Greece. I just think that the form line looks far rosier than I think it is into a game that I think's a really nice matchup. We then look at PNG. Coming out of what I touched on a moment ago, I think the strongest pool. They really stretched Tonga in game one, lost 24-18, had two tries disallowed, and should well have been the winners on that day. Nice result over the Cook Islands and then a good result over Wales. I think that that's a stronger form line, but what's impressed me is the quality of their attitude and their defence and a number of these players that really want to work hard and aim up. The last four times that these two teams have met, England have won all four, but the four margins have been 10, 26, 30, and on the last occasion was 18. I think 22.5 is just way too big. PNG have covered the line at each of their three games so far. I think we're looking at wet conditions into Sunday. I think PNG can really have a crack here. England win, I just think 22.5 is too big.
We all know how physical PNG can be too, right? So that's probably at the basis of all that they do, that we know that the effort is, you know, there's no question mark around that. They've got a little bit of class associated with that with Lachlan Lamb and Reece Martin, and to a lesser degree, you know, there's not a lot of, I won't say the brains, because he's actually an applied physicist, Justin Olam, but he just brings that physicality to it, but he brings polish to what they do out on that left-hand side as well. And Alex Johnson, we know he's not the strongest ball carrier, but he's a try scorer. So, you know, you'd expect him to get a try in this game as well against England. Like, England have been solid. England have done all they could ask of. Bradley brings a different part to their game, which, you know, Sean Wayne must have been falling over himself when he got this bloke come into the squad and recognise how he works with anyone and everyone. So that's a massive bonus for him. But I tend to agree. I think the +22.5 is too much, and I really like them at that line to be competitive throughout the course of the match.